Okay, welcome back to Spider 2. I hope you enjoyed the movie. I'm here with John. I'm Vin. I'm here with John, and we're going to continue our Smile 2 discussion. Spoiler thoughts, all dirty laundry, everything out in the open.
If you have not watched the film, don't continue to watch this video.
John, walking out of this movie, seriously, I was getting a little bit jumpy because the thing is, like, anyone who's walking anywhere can just smile at you.
Oh, I know, I know.
Any shadow, there could be a little smiling gremlin or ooh. Okay, so what we were
Okay.
talking about was the scene in the bedroom where there's the coordinated people all moving together. And my impression was they're like, I think they might have hired dancers for that. The way they were moving together was so graceful and their bodies were moving in such a specific way. I was like, I think these are dancers, but the way they're moving is just, oh, it was brilliant. Oh, it was
That
great.
is the sequence I'm talking about, how it
Okay.
takes something, how it takes something that's not typically terrifying and like somehow makes it like terrifying. And it's inventive and it escalates and it escalates. Like the hair pulling, the arm through the mouth. I mean, like, okay, so what I was gonna tell you is I think that is where everything cuts off right there. I think that's where the delusion, I think that's where the delusion begins,
I believe that.
and
I can see that. I can
in
see
the
that for sure.
concert, like you kind of have to make a, like I said, you kind of have to get that in your mind, but everything after the arm goes into her mouth, you know, she kills her mom, she's on the road driving, she gets into that warehouse, and then all of a sudden she walks into the concert.
But it's so trippy because there's like layers and layers and layers and layers of fake deception, right? Because even in that car scene with her friend Gemma, even that, there's like layers and layers to that, right?
There is, but like I don't think any of that happened. I don't think
Right.
any of it.
It couldn't. I mean, but you've thought about this and you tried to make sense of it, and I'm still in the prime, like,
Oh, I know, I
wow.
know.
Yeah, and
It's
I
trippy.
see you're here like the detective trying to put the puzzle pieces together, and I'm just like, oh.
That's where I think everything cuts off. That's where I think that demon or whatever the heck it is got a hold of her. And it just took her on an illusion ride all the way to stepping out on stage and finally getting what they want. And which, you know, it's so funny, Ben. Like, you should know how this is gonna end.
It's a
Like
spectacular ending, yeah.
everybody, like you like it ends and you're like, I shouldn't have saw that coming.
Right,
I
because
shouldn't saw that coming.
they're almost setting it up in a way. They're like, "Oh, we're gonna close the loop. We're gonna kill it forever." And like, they get so close, you actually believe it might happen. And then it goes wrong. And then she injects herself. And you're like, "Yeah, she did it." And then it goes wrong again. And then she's on
It's
stage.
so brilliant,
And then she's on
so
stage.
brilliant.
And then you're like, "Oh, but the mom is still alive." And then she kills herself. And then all the people are watching. Oh,
It's so good.
what a
It's so
great
good.
setup for a third movie if they do it right.
And I'm kind of wondering, like, what does that look like? What does that look like?
You know, it's kind of like in Jurassic Park if they say like, and now the dinosaurs are in society or something. You know, like you've almost broken the premise by now. It's not just one crazy person; everyone's crazy. And like it's almost like too big. But it's a great place to end this movie. I don't know what they can do in the third one to really land it.
I don't know either, but man,
I trust them so much right now.
it is a spectacular finale. And it was like, you know, it's like you just like kick yourself going, man, the concept was right in front of our faces. We should have known. We should have known. And then it's just like walks out there and I'm like, she's about to get taken over right in front of everyone. Bravo.
Oh, one second.
Bravo,
Do you
bro.
remember what we were talking about earlier? When she has that dance scene, and then like she has the leg injury, and then she looks and her leg is fine. Do you remember that?
Oh, it's great. Yeah, it's a great scene.
That felt straight out of The Substance. Do you remember when she has the little bone thing when she's dancing?
Yeah,
And then of
she
course,
bends down.
some of the body horror at the end is also very substancey, right? Where the body opens, the monster comes out.
And
What
there's a little
a
bit of
weird
parallel.
parallel. Yeah.
A little bit of parallels because it's about celebrity and what it does to people, and I think it's doing it different enough in this movie because this is like this would be like if Britney Spears, you know, got terrorized by a demon. It's
So you say Britney
comedy.
Spears, I was thinking Taylor Swift, but yes.
Well, because like yeah, like that's the way I felt about it is it felt like a commentary on everything that happened
Yeah.
to Britney Spears
Oh,
because Britney Spears
specifically,
got
okay.
Yeah, because like she's the one icon I could think about that this movie directly points at. You had this major rise, and she's had a lot of mental health struggles throughout her career ever since, like one bad boyfriend. One bad boyfriend that was like Kevin Federline,
Sir, I was probably like a zygote at the time, so.
millennial man. I'm a millennial, okay? Well, she dated like a very not an impressive guy. Not an impressive guy. And then after that, whole thing went sour, like her life went sour. She shaved her head. Kind of like that girl in the movie, she was pulling her hair out. And like I feel like it is a commentary on a pop star like Britney Spears and what they go through. And I think even like if you mean like, the best horror is when you take the horror elements out of it, does the film still work? And I
True.
think if you remove everything out of it, this is a magnificent performance about a pop star. It is very good. Naomi Scott, man, let me ask you, it seems a little hyperbolic. There were people on Twitter when I came out of the film saying that this was an honest and earnest Oscar level performance. What do you think?
I don't know. I don't think I'm good at predicting Oscar stuff. I think it was a
No,
good
just
performance.
on the performance alone, like not a prediction, like alone on the performance. What do you think?
In my opinion, I think for Oscar performances, they're usually more showy, I think. I think it's a really good performance, but I don't know about Oscars.
You don't think so?
I don't know. Nomination, maybe. I don't know. And again, like, I don't think Smile 2 is the kind of movie that would get recognized, even if it
No,
was
it will.
worthy.
No, it won't. That's the point. That's the point. But shut it. It's like, what people were talking about
I'm
because
gonna
she
be I'm gonna
done.
be reserved and say no for now,
No,
but
okay.
I can understand why you say yes.
I don't know where I fall on it, but I do think the performance is really good. There's a lot of mannerisms. There's a lot of tick. The
You really
drinking,
feel what she's going through.
yeah, the drinking of the water, the drinking of the water made me emotional. Like I, it's just like you can tell this individual has been through a lot.
And the way she turns it into like a kind of like almost coping mechanism. Like, if I drink this, I will be okay. I really love the way they do the editing. For example, like when they're editing to change time or change place, like very subtly like that. When, do you remember when she's in the bedroom with her friend, and she's like waking up, she's having nightmares or something, and then like it's at night, and suddenly it cuts and it's a day, and she doesn't even realize it's that day at first. Do you remember what I'm talking about?
Oh, you're
When
talking about,
at the
yeah, you're
towards the
talking,
beginning, when Gemma stays the night.
yeah, you're talking about that, yeah, when they had the ride or die moment at the very beginning, right?
And it's at
Yeah.
nighttime. It's at nighttime. Nightmare. She like wakes up. Then she wakes up a third time, and it's suddenly day. But you don't realize it's day because you're just focused on her. But
Yeah.
and I was like, but there's lights, and then she realizes a little later. Oh, what time is it now? And the way they use film editing to like disguise jumps in time, because she also doesn't understand jumps in time. But that's how movie editing works. You're jumping through time, and they're using that intentionally to show her disorientation, that she also doesn't know where we are in time. Ah, I love that. Or it's
Yeah, it's
or
it.
like we were talking about in the non-spoiler section, when we were talking about where she jumps to the film stage or the concert stage, right?
Right.
And it's just she goes into like this closet, and I was like, what are those things behind her?
That's
And then,
the way I was. It's so good. And
right? And then
it's like,
the monster's closing the door, and I'm like, wait a minute.
and then all of a sudden it's just like disorienting
And
and
claustrophobic.
like claustrophobic, yeah, it visually, dude, visually striking, I think. And then you're trying to catch up. You're trying to catch up with what's going on.
Which is good, which
And
is really good.
yeah, and then whenever you put it all together, you're like,
It's too late.
oh man, this is gonna be bad. And
I think
oh man.
the first movie does that a little bit at the end. If you remember when she goes to her family's house, she sees the ghost of her mom. She tries to burn down the house. She comes outside, and then she realizes the house didn't burn down. Do you remember
Yeah.
that? You know, that the first ending does a couple twists like that. But then this whole second movie, like the whole movie is twist after twist after twist after twist. Then you realize that this twist was actually the whole thing was a twist. Ah, I loved it.
Yeah, it's so good. And I can't get a meat talk about Like, so when this movie started, I was like, man, I was smiling ear to ear. You know, no pun intended, but I was like, there's no way that the rest of the movie is going to live up to that opening. I said, there's no way. So if we could talk about that real quick, like Kyle Gallner, I think, who in my mind, he whoever his agent is, like, he's picking the best movies.
What have
Like,
you seen him in? Because I've only seen him in this and Strange Darling. That's it.
so he was in Strange Darling, he was in Scream, he just done a lot of indie film, like a lot of indie work that's mostly all good, like mostly all good films. When it opened on him, I was like, oh, this is a beautiful choice. Beautiful choice. I was like, I don't know what is about to happen, but we're opening like Kyle Gallner, and I'm pretty excited.
I was not expecting him to come back. I didn't expect it to connect to the first movie like that.
And he's so intense. It is so intense. I was like, what is happening here? And then all of a sudden, it just like, it kicks off. And every moment, I'm like, why? What? Oh, somebody died. Oh, somebody's here. What's going on? What's going on?
I didn't know you
And
were here. You weren't supposed to be here. You weren't supposed to be here.
yeah,
And you feel the desperation.
it is insane. And then he like runs out the door and gets like hit by that.
And that whole thing is like a oneer, I think, when he's inside the house and he's trying to run this way and then he goes back and then he tries to run over here. He tries to run over there. This door is locked and the kid is still there at the back. Then they come in with the guns and then he goes into this room. Oh, it's great.
It's so good. And that's what I was telling you. Like, that's what it reminds me of Wes Craven. Because, like, Wes Craven, like, you know, I know you weren't around for Scream, you know, whenever it came out.
What year was it? What year was it? I want to say like 96 or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, like, I don't want to make any assumptions. But, like,
It's 90 something. Yeah.
I was at the theater. I was at the theater when it came out. And yeah, that's how old I am. So, I remember being in the theater when like that movie started, like when that thing began, and how it automatically just takes you in the action right away. Like, you're automatically on pins and needles, you're automatically in suspense, and it just like escalates and escalates and escalates to the point that it pops. And oh, man, it's been a long time since I've felt that in a horror film, and I'm just like, it gave me the warm and fuzzies. That's all I'm saying.
Which Scream movies do you recommend?
Scream 1 is a masterpiece in my mind. It is a masterpiece. It is a commentary on the horror genre before like 1996. Like, it was being a great horror film at the same time while making fun of the horror genre, like at the same time. I saw the movie many times when I was younger. Like,
It
it
was
is still
formative. Formative for you.
very formative. Like, everybody else could debate about the sequels. You know, they all got varying degrees of quality. But
Like
number,
many franchises,
like many franchises, I would say that I would say Scream is the most, how do you say, consistent. Like, it's never like they're none of them are really bad. They're just never as good as number one. That's all. But I'm not trying to go on a sidebar about Scream. I'm
But
just saying,
just to
like,
set up, like, if someone's interested in watching Scream, what should they watch based on your conversation?
but this film, like anybody who's seen Scream, it reminded me of the cold open of Scream. Like, just how Parker Finn just is so, like, I know it's his second movie, but he seems to have a good grasp on tension. And it feels very Wes Craven-ish. I mean, that's all I'm saying.
I wanted to just go back one second when you're talking about Japanese horror, and I was also thinking the way, especially in this movie, the way they show the monster at the end, it feels straight out of an anime. The way it's so like over the top, it's so grotesque. It has like mouths inside mouths inside mouths. Do you remember that? And the way it's like it's coming out of her body like this, like it feels straight out of like anime horror. But here it is, live action, real, realistic CGI, and an American movie by a guy named Parker Finn. No
But
Japanese. Yeah.
it's a great character design though, man. Like,
So
the
good.
monster design, yeah, it is so good. And like, oh, the scar. I had such a feeling that I had such a hunch that they were gonna pay that scar
Of
off in
course they
some
were.
way.
Yeah.
And that's another parallel to like The Substance, where
Sure,
there's like
sure.
a scar like right there. I was
Yeah.
like,
It's such a
oh
weird
man.
coincidence, right? Because it's not like this was inspired by the substance. They were made in parallel.
Yeah, I don't think it was intentional,
No,
but
not at all, not at all. But it's
I
weird how
do.
this movie has like elements of like it has a little bit of like, I don't know, the pop star stuff of Trap. It has it's kind of the mind trippy stuff of Joker 2. It has the body horror of the substance and also some of the pop star stuff. And it has Kyle Gallner from Strange Darling. You
Right.
know, like all these movies we've been watching over the past couple months, and all of it is like this perfect little package encapsulated in Smile 2. And I'll be honest with you, John, when you said we're gonna do Smile 2, and I was like, what? I was not interested. I didn't trust this at all. I didn't think this would be great. And I was like, oh, I'm gonna watch two of these Smile movies.
I genuinely didn't think it was going to be very good either. I was like just trying to find anything to review. Like I was
Right.
like, because like right now we're kind of like in a slow period. We got Venom 3 next week, which I'm like, I guess like our options are
Right.
slim right now,
Right.
you
But
know.
oh
But
boy.
I am so glad I'm going to go see it. I am flabbergasted how great that this film was. I've made Naomi Scott give her all the movies. Whoever watches this review, if you are a producer, you're probably not, but give Naomi Scott all the films.
There's the, what is it, the 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon, right? So somebody's watching somebody, knows a friend, knows somebody, right? Somebody watching this has a connection. And speaking of the 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon, again, the daughter of Kevin Bacon was in this first movie. So it's all connected. It's all connected, right? Can I tell you, can I be honest for a moment? Can I tell you my like one regret about this movie?
What's that?
That I didn't watch it with you. Because I was watching
Oh
it and
man.
because I was watching it and I was
Wow.
like, I really wish I could just have you right next to me. Because this is like of all the movies we've talked about, this is the one where I was like, I wish we were watching this together. Because this is like it's
Yeah,
awesome.
because you're like,
Yeah.
oh my gosh, oh my gosh.
And like scene
Yeah.
after scene after scene, I was like, whoa.
But
And then
yeah, dude,
especially because this is a movie I think where both of us, it just it checks our boxes. We both vibe with this so much. Yeah.
the mother is great too, by the way.
She
I
was
forgot to
so
mention
good.
that. She was so
Yeah.
good. There are two scenes that I was like, golly, that is the most honest depiction of abuse, like mental abuse, like that I've seen in a while.
Yeah.
And it's so well done. She's abusing her and abusing her and abusing her. And then he goes,
Yeah.
you're like, oh gosh.
Yeah.
Oh man. I
And you
yeah.
know what's gonna happen, and they drag it out. They're so painful. And she's like, no. You know what's gonna happen. You know what she's gonna do. Oh.
And even the hospital scene is so good. It's so good. Because you're like, how is she going to get out of this?
Yeah.
How is she going to get
Again,
out of this?
a little bit like Trap.
Yep.
Maybe a little bit, yeah.
A little bit, but like she's got blood on her gown.
She's
And
not
like,
even good at hiding it. She and I'm like, girl, what are you doing? And she's like, I'll put on this hoodie, I'll cover her with a blanket, and everything will be okay. Also,
is.
the best
So
friend,
well done.
I'm really
Yeah.
glad that the best friend was imaginary because everything the best friend did was so like selfless. Like I'm like, this is like the greatest best friend ever. She never complains about her own problems. Everything about her life is just to help this main character, right? And she's there, like, whatever you need, I'll stay the night. I'll come here. I'll be right there in 45 minutes. I'll do this. I'll do this. I'll do this. I love you forever. I forgive you for everything. And I'm like, this is too selfless. Like, this is a good friend, but this is like fantasy good. This friend doesn't
Dude,
have her own life. Yeah.
for her, and I thought there was also a very tender moment with her assistant, which I was like, I don't know if you remember what I'm talking about, but like my entire theater went, aw, whenever he was like, I brought this sweatshirt for you in case you're cold. I was like, oh, like you could tell the people around her care about her.
Yeah,
They
really.
like actually want her to be, like, besides her mom, you could tell that. There's individuals that genuinely care about her well-being. And I genuinely think her friend, if they actually did connect, it probably would have played out like that,
You hope
you know,
so, yeah.
yeah, you would hope so. Which is kind of like another heartbreaking thing about the film, which is what makes it so good is that it makes you feel for these dynamics. And then, like a good horror film, it rips it away. I don't know if I would say it's going to be in my top 10 of the year, But man, this is
It's definitely in the upper tiers for me, yeah.
it is definitely fighting for it right now. Like it, one of the best foreign films I watched this year. One of the best sequels that I've seen this year. One of the best acting performances
Did you say it's a
seen this
foreign
year.
film?
No, then one of the best. Sorry, one of the best acting performances this year. One of the best sequels this year is what I said. And I can't wait to see what they do next. I don't think they're gonna do, I don't think they can top this.
I'm
I
nervous,
really
but I,
don't.
you know, I trust them, and I trust based on how they followed up the first movie. I trust that they're clever enough, smart enough, and strategic enough where they also know their own limits. And so they know that if we're going to blow up the premise, we're going to make everyone a smile thing, then I trust they know how to navigate that well without this, like, you know, without overcooking it, without making it too much and too big. And what also impresses me is how well they balance the, like, the cheesy camp and the genuine horror. Because the first movie, I felt the balance was a little bit off, and I thought it would have been better if it was funnier. This movie, somehow they do it even better, where sometimes it's still a little bit ridiculously funny, but most of the time it's genuine, like, shock and horror. So I'm curious in the third movie how they continue to balance the tones of the movies. You know what I mean?
Definitely,
Yeah.
definitely, man.
Would you like Parker Finn to follow this up with Smile 3 or something else? Like he takes a break and then comes back.
I don't know. I mean, I didn't really have any requirement for Smile 2.
Right.
You know, I enjoyed it. I didn't love it, but I enjoyed it. I mean, I'm definitely curious what they will do next.
No.
That's all up to the filmmaker. Like, if he's got more to say. Yeah, do it. But I don't think any filmmaker that doesn't really want to do a third film, then don't do it. Don't do it. But it would be weird. It would be weird not to make it three after delivering the promise
No, what I'm
and
asking
that
is,
finale.
I think of course they should make three, but should he make something else in between? Should he do something else right now
Oh,
and
I
then come
mean,
back to
yeah,
it later?
that is a thought. That is a thought. I mean, like Yeah, I mean, again, I don't know. I really don't know. Again, I'm kind of like you, Vin. It's been a couple of days, but I'm still riding the high, man. I'm still riding the high. So I'm still wrapping my head around this film. Like even as I'm talking to you, I'm thinking about things that I didn't even think about before. You know, so it's like I don't know. I don't know. I'm just glad that. You know, he took things that did not go correct all the way through on number one, even though it was a good film. Okay, let me put it this way. It would be like, because, you know, we both enjoy Twisters. We both enjoy Twisters, but I wouldn't call it a great film, you know? It was a good film. It was a good sequel. It would be like, you know, that person who did that,
Lee Isaac Chung, I think.
Lee Isaac Chung, Minari. He did Minari. To be like every like if he took every mistake that he kind of like made in number one, learned from it, and just came back with the third Twisters that just was like the Empire Strikes Back of like Twisters films, and it's just I love to see a filmmaker grow, and you can see him growing in this movie, and yeah, I can't say it enough. I loved it. I don't know what else to say, man.
Yeah, I'm just so excited that we have this like fresh new team of creatives from Smile and Smile 2 that like I don't know what they're gonna do, but I'm so here for it. Whether they make Smile 3 next, they do something else next, I'm like, whoa, sign me up. Whatever it is, I'm here for it.
Yeah.
This was fantastic. And thank you, John, for like encouraging us to do this, because I never would have watched this. Really. Oh man, I love this. I really did. Great. Well, guys, I hope you enjoyed it too. I hope you watched the movie. If you didn't, oops, but go watch the movie, then come back to our first part, spoiler-free, second part with spoilers. Thank you for coming along. My name is Vin. You can find me on Twitter at VinWritesWords.
I am John, and you can find me at John Movie Watch on Twitter.
Make sure to follow the Cosmic Circus at My Cosmic Circus for more reviews, articles, editorials, and opinions like the ones you just watched. Thanks a lot, guys. See you next time.
Hold on, real quick, before we go, be sure to like and subscribe. We
Oh,
need
yes, like and
1,000
subscribe.
followers.
1,000
We need
followers, or
one.
we'll find you.
Yeah, 1,000 followers. Come on, we need that subscribers.
And watch. Send our reviews to your friends and family. See you guys. Bye.
Bye.